Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way. Whoop, whoop.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 567 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We appreciate you joining us. Very special episode today in honor of the NCAA tournament. We are playing off in our own bracket the worst songs in recorded history. We're going to crown a champion today. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. We might as well just bring our preferred guest
fan on. Favorite.
So like, just let I have something to say, but I'd rather.
OK, let's get the whole group on. In here. We are also joined by, and everybody loves it when he comes on. He's oft discussed on the show, even when he's not around. Everybody loves him. Of course, I'm talking about the great Jason Stewart. Jason, how are you, buddy?
Hello, everybody.
Really styling it.
Yeah, he does that.
This is my question.
Okay.
My question. I'm not a fan of the video portion of the podcast. I listen to every audio, but
you do.
Does Ed always have the Papa shot in the background, or is that just
it's a new tweak because I never liked the old, not the background. I don't give a shit about the background. Yeah. It's just easier to put my laptop here. I don't have a desk where I'm at.
What is the laptop placed on? The washing machine?
It's placed on a bookshelf. Kind of thing. So
you have no place for your legs.
Yeah, my legs are right against a shelf.
Well, he's really doing it for the show. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So
tell me.
I want to start by saying I am not putting a blame or anything.
Uh-oh.
But in the past week, you tagged me in some like Insta stories.
Yeah, of our show.
Yeah, I get it. But like, I didn't realize I have some real life people follow my Instagram. And so this week, like six different people are like, hey, I saw you on your show. I saw your Instagram story. I was like, what? I don't even post on Instagram. Like, I don't.
How did they, if you didn't share it, how did they see it? Because you're tagged in it, I guess. This is great news for you, Ed.
I guess I'm tagged in.
Yeah.
And then I'm at a bar with a bunch of friends and they're like, hey, look, Ed. And then all these people are starting to talk about it. And like, I want the listeners to increase.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's fucking weird when people you know are like, hey, I heard you talking about this. And it's weird.
I mean, all I'm hearing is something that's happened to me zero times in my life. I've never in my life encountered anybody that knows me from the podcast that is a completely foreign concept to me. So I hear what you're saying, Ed, and I empathize with you, but also I'm also very jealous that you're being recognized from people who are like, hey, I saw you on Instagram, Ed. Has never happened to me one single time ever. Never.
Yeah, it's a good and a bad thing. It's awkward. You know, it's totally different, but similar. On my wedding day, I hated being the focus of attention.
Oh, me too.
So a bunch of people talking about, they're listening to me. It's fucking weird.
Look, that makes it sometimes hard for me to receive oral sex because I feel bad for the other person that they have to focus on me.
Right.
Completely. I'm like, oh, you know, come on.
Right. I'm bummed out that I shouldn't be a focus.
Yes, I still allow it. Obviously, I still allow it because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's
I like to give.
Yes.
But I also
equally. Okay,
if I have to receive, look,
it's upsetting.
At Christmas, it's better to give, but
of course.
You know, you get a good gift. You get a good gift.
Also, Jason, any thoughts?
Can I give Ed an Instagram? I need to give Ed an Instagram lesson.
Yes, please.
Only because Beckner has done this to me too.
Helped you promote yourself? Yes, I've done that. Yes.
So when there's going to be an option on Instagram to subscribe to whatever reels.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Brian has included you on.
Is that true?
You could say yes or no. Obviously you said yes.
Oh.
Because as soon as you subscribe to his reels, that means you're going to have on your timeline for all these people in your personal life on your timeline is going to be the podcast.
Oh my God, I didn't know this.
You've signed up for it. Well,
the toothpaste is out of the tube, so yeah, like whatever.
It's out there.
You know,
I mean, it's been 12 years, Ed. Like, it's like it's been a big secret for long enough. Like, may as well let people know. Like, so what Jason just said, I know nothing about because no one loves me enough to ever have tagged me in anything. So I don't know anything about what Jason's saying. That was a completely foreign concept to me because I've never been invited as that's the thing. I invited you guys as collaborators, which I think was wrong. And then I switched it to tag. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to do this. Also, I'm going to be starting a TikTok for the show here pretty soon. So get ready for that. Although you guys don't have TikTok. Okay.
I will have a TikTok.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, I'll tell you that. All right. Okay. We're doing the worst songs. Do we need to preview the songs? I mean, it's a long list.
I'll just say, we got, no. We'll just go matchup by matchup.
Yep.
So we got a lot of submissions.
Yes.
Some were outright rejected.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, no. Yeah. I hate somebody tried it. Somebody, who was it, Telly?
Yeah.
Somebody tried, no, it was Lala.
Yeah.
Today said, my girl wants to party all the time. Like,
oh, that's a banger.
Fuck at it. No. Rick James wrote that thing. No.
That's a
banger.
That's a great song. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, there's some bangers on this list.
There are some bangers on this list. We included a bunch. We included all of the suggestions.
Yeah.
This, and then there were some that, like, nobody's heard of.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
And also,
that's the criteria. You know, it has to be something that you recognize.
I took, you know, I don't like new country, like pop country.
Yeah.
But if I just included all the pop country songs that I don't like that's on me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, this for me, the things that I wanted to include are like annoying songs or songs that just suck.
Yeah.
But like, I don't like new country, but I'm not,
me either.
You know, that's not a whole thing.
I agree
There's
with you. Yeah, it's a genre.
Songs, but not much.
Yeah, it's got to stand out for a reason. Like somebody's like anything by Jelly Roll. And I'm like, I'm not convinced Jelly Roll makes songs. I've never heard of a Jelly Roll song. I don't know anybody that's ever said, oh, I'm going to the Jelly Roll show. And yet he's like, what's that movie?
Can't avoid him, frankly.
He's like Avatar. Avatar, biggest selling movie of all time. Have never met a single human being that's seen Avatar. Jason, don't say anything right now. Jelly Roll, similarly, he's selling out Staples Center. I've never heard a song. I don't know anybody that listens to him. And so if we said, oh, this Jelly Roll song, people would be like, what the fuck is this? I've never heard the song. You have to have kind of know it. Jason, what are you going to say?
You remind me of, this reminds me of like a modern analogy.
Oh, yes.
The left side of the political spectrum right now is bragging because Joe Rogan is no longer the king of podcasts.
I don't know.
Some podcasts that nobody has listened to is now number one. I don't know anybody who's ever listened to the Midas podcast.
I've never heard of this.
But for whatever reason, they're number one now. And that
podcast?
Gives the left some bragging rights
that
they've taken over podcasting.
Yeah.
And it's just not true. It's like, I don't know anybody who's ever listened to the Midas podcast, but I know 100 people who listen to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Right.
Same as your Avatar.
Yeah.
Analogy.
But you have seen Avatar. You're the one person that has seen it, right?
Oh, I had a buddy.
See all the movies.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that it was like, it came out at Christmas time, like, God. I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. And a buddy's like, oh, this Avatar is something else.
Yeah.
And like, I saw it. And I bring it up maybe once every 2 weeks about it. Remember you had me see that piece of shit movie where a bunch of blue people were fucking their horses? Like, get the fuck.
They fuck their horses in that?
There's something where they like fuck a horse.
Oh, man. Sorry, I missed it. Okay, Ed, let's get into it. I don't have an intro song or anything. What's the first matchup?
Yeah. The NCAA tournament, by the way, in the next few years, it's going to expand to 96.
Is that true?
I put... You know, people always, the secret. So we got to keep it to the same number. UNC made it in with like one quality win all year. It's not sacred. And just like let more teams in. But anyway, we got enough suggestions.
Okay.
I put these into a random, there's no seeds because who can seed this? I just put them into a random generator. Some are in the play-in round. Some get a bye to round two. So we're just going to start
with
the play-in round.
Now, I have a list, so there might be searching involved in here. So you guys are going to have to cover me with some filler talk, okay?
Ryan, you sent this over to me.
Okay, tell me.
The first matchup is a song called Behind Blue Eyes by Limp Bizkit.
Yes. Hold on.
You Oh. You sent it to me.
Okay. So. Yeah. Name them both, and then I'll play the intro.
And it's going against What Does the Fox Say by Ylvis?
Woo!
Y-L-V-I-S.
What a matchup. Okay, let's start with Behind Blue Eyes, Limp Bizkit. And again, this might get us kicked off the internet because we're playing songs we don't have the rights to. Don't sue me. Mm-hmm. What's that, Ed?
We're not playing the entirety.
No, we'd be here all night. But I want people to get the vibe of this. Hold on. Here we go. To be hated. Okay. In case you're not aware, that's Behind Blue Eyes, a cover of The Who. That's right. Okay, now I got to find what the other one's called. What Does the Fox Say? This is a fucking...
This is Euro.
Yeah, this is
like Euro club music.
This was a big hit. Okay, hold on. Wait, I think it's...
kids for like
I
one
think
summer.
It might be like, Tell Me What the Fox Says. This is a long list, so this is a problem, and it's not...
Y-L-V-I-S, if you need to search by
yeah.
the...
Yeah, how...
Those,
can you search on
it's
this?
In this? It's in like a...
Oh, wait, that is
in
what
C
I'll do.
Minor. It goes something like this. What does a fox say?
That is it.
It's very like Euro club music.
It goes like this. Here we go.
Oh.
Let's jump in. Let's jump ahead a little bit. A fan goes to ducks and quack. Let's get the chorus here.
The seal goes ow, ow, ow.
Here we go.
But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Okay, this is, I mean, I'll tell you right now. What Does the Fox Say is kind of a banger. Look, we're picking the worst song. I'll start it off. I'll go first. Behind Blue Eyes, Limp Bizkit is a worse song than this. Ed, your choice. Okay, Jason, you go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that any cover should automatically be eliminated. So if that was a cover, I didn't even remember them doing that song.
Yeah.
All I remember from Limp Bizkit was that horrible Let's Do It for the Noogie or whatever the fuck that was. Yeah. I don't know if it's on... I don't know if it's in the bracket here.
It isn't.
I can't accept a cover song.
Oh, okay. So your choice for the worst song is What Does the Fox Say by Ylvis?
No. Any cover is the worst song.
Oh, okay.
Any cover is the worst song.
We're picking the worst thing.
Covers.
Yeah.
I like some covers.
I love
Limp
covers.
Limp Bizkit cannot cover a Who song.
Of course not.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But so
Behind Blue Eyes advances.
It advances. Okay, next matchup.
Centerfield by John Fogerty versus Carrie by Europe, which I pointed out before we recorded. Michelle was horrified. She's like, that's a good song. I was like,
okay, hold on. I'm going to find those songs in my list here. Maybe it is easy. I mean, I went to all the trouble.
Well, you're serious. I'll start my argument.
Okay, yes.
We get we're all three of us are fans of baseball. We get jammed this center field song all the time. And it's the most like stupid lyric, like put me in, coach. Yeah. Like it's fucking lame. And look, Fogerty has written some good fucking tunes.
Of course he has.
For Creedence.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure his ex-wife took all the royalties. I believe he has like no money.
I think he signed.
That's why he's still touring.
He gave away his publishing early on, which was a... You know, that's why Frank Zappa...
That was a bad song, though.
Okay, let's hold.
It's very whiny, ballady. Okay,
here's a little center field. It's really when you get to the lyrics that it's horrendous. Okay, hold on. Kind of feeling it, honestly. Kind of into it.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
The lyrics are horrible. Okay, that's center field.
It's a bad lyric song.
It is. Oh, it is. Absolutely. And you figure he'd be getting rich off that because it's in, like you're saying, it's in like every movie. It's everywhere. Okay. Now I'm looking for Carrie.
This dude wrote fucking Fortunate Son. Like he's written some bangers,
yes,
but
he did.
These lyrics are atrocious.
Okay. Oh, here's Carrie by Europe.
Really, it's like a musician's take on sports. It's like,
right.
I understand that center field makes the most sense, like because it has the most syllables.
Yeah.
But to make the argument to your coach and for us to play team sports to be like, put me in, coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm ready to
play. And what position are you going to put him in?
Yeah. Like,
you'd put him in right field.
That's
right.
Not a good argument.
Yeah.
If it's a little leaguer, you're putting him in right field.
That's not a good argument. I'm ready to play center field. That doesn't make your argument.
No, I totally agree. Okay, now here's the other one. Europe carried. Yeah.
I think it's going to take a long build. You might want to skip.
Let's jump ahead. Jason Stewart, I'll let you go first here. What's the worst song, center field or Carrie?
Let me ask you this question. Does Europe qualify as a hair band?
Oh, I think so.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're going on song alone. We don't need to qualify things, Jason. We're just going off the actual sound of the song.
Or we might just be heard here till tomorrow.
Through our cochlear implant.
Center field is an awful song. I think they advance.
Okay. Ed Daly?
Center field.
Yeah, Carrie's.
I don't like Carrie, but center field is fucking terrible.
I didn't remember Carrie till right now. It's a fucking banger. It's going on. It's going on my like songs. I love Carrie. Center field is the worst song. What's next, Ed?
Hey Soul Sister by Train.
Woo!
Versus a song that was like huge in 98, 99, Macarena by Los Del Rio.
Okay. Let me find these.
I remember like going to like that year, going to a couple of Yankee games and like the guys raking in the middle of the game, the guys raking like second base area would like dance, do like a Macarena. It was fucking everywhere.
It was everywhere. Okay. Here's Hey Soul Sister. If you've been to a CVS, you've clearly heard this song. And it's been everywhere. These guys have $1 zillion because
it's in
of it.
Commercials too. I've definitely heard that.
Yes. Hey. Yeah, exactly. Okay, here we go. Just a quick reminder. We don't have to get deep. Hey. Oh, there's a ukulele involved.
Right.
Okay. Hey. Okay, that's all you need from that. And then the Macarena. I mean, everybody can kind of remember the Macarena.
If you've been to a wedding, like in the early 21st century.
Here's the thing. I'm going to play. Let's find the Macarena here.
Remember, I was telling you.
Tell me.
That there was some play songs at my wedding. And I told the DJ he doesn't get his second half.
Yeah.
Macarena was on that list.
Yeah.
You're not playing this at my fucking.
It's one of those things where you're going to hear a little bit of it and you're not going to be able to get rid of it for the rest of your life.
It's going
to
hurt a lot of people.
Get the lyrics.
And the boys, they say, so when
this is a cover. This is like the Kidz Bop version. Okay. Ed Daly, your turn. Macarena versus Hey Soul Sister. What's the worst song?
And just because it inspired all the stupid dancing, I'm going to say Macarena is the worst.
I mean, to me, this would be, while Macarena is awful, this would be the upset of the tournament right here. Because Hey Soul Sister is maybe one of the three or four worst songs in recorded history. I'm going Hey Soul Sister is the worst song. Jason Stewart, it's coming down to you. This is why we bring you on the show, because you have weird choices. Tell us, Macarena versus Hey Soul Sister. Give us your thoughts behind your decision.
So the lead singer of Train, I don't know his name.
Pat
He did an interview Monahan.
Pat Monahan. Yeah,
he did an interview with Howard Stern, and Howard Stern was like, "Oh my God, I feel bad for you that Hey Soul Sister was such a hit, because you would have to sing it in that high register and during concerts and everything." And they talked about it like it was a serious song.
Yeah.
But I think Macarena,
damn it,
for its long-lasting earworm. The earworm effect, I think I have to go Macarena.
Unfucking believable. We have our first big upset of the tournament. Macarena takes down number one seed, in my opinion, Hey Soul Sister. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Next matchup.
Yes.
Your Body is a Wonderland by John Mayer versus Last Night by Morgan Wallen.
Oh, okay. I don't know this Morgan Wallen.
Someone suggested this one to me.
Yeah.
I forget who, but this is like, he's modern country guy.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's kind of so, like a rapper.
I didn't know this song, but like, I don't like this ilk.
Oh, me either. Me either. Okay, let me see if I can find these here. I think it's
I'll say this.
Yep.
Her body is a wonderland. I want to say that what's his face did a interview with Playboy talking about sex with Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And how she was like a dead fish in bed.
Oh.
For whatever reason, this reminds me of potentially having sex with like peak Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, I don't.
Look, this guy put up numbers.
Yeah, great.
And he did. I get it.
He did.
Yeah.
Not everyone is the same performance wise, but if someone's going to give you the greatest gift of all, to shit on
that's
them.
That's not nice. Cool. I think he's since changed his tune. He's quit drinking. I think he's a little bit of a, I mean, he might still be a douche, but he's not still saying stuff like this about chicks. And he's not making horrible songs like this anymore. One pair of this song fucking sucks. Whoa. Okay, that's Your Body is a Wonderland. And what was the other choice here? Oh,
Last Night by Morgan Wallen.
Okay, let's find this. Because I've only heard of this guy, Morgan Wallen. I know I hate him, but I don't know his music. Oh, right here.
His famous thing is that he walks up with famous people to the concerts, right?
Oh,
they show who he's walking in with.
Oh, really?
It's like Kelsey on one side, Trump on the other side.
Yeah. No. Is that true? Kelsey? Oh, my God. Okay. Here's everything
we said. He walks in with
God.
You
wish I was somebody you never. Oh, my God.
Baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet.
No
way it was.
Oh, my God.
Kiss your lips.
Woo!
I hate this song.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, man. But the other one was horrible. It's my turn, I think.
It's bad.
Okay. I'm going to say as awful as. And now look. Your Body is a Wonderland, that's a 20-year-old song. Like, that's still, and I think staying power has, like, it's so bad we can't forget how bad it was. This Last Night, this came out 2 years ago, 2023. That said, and I've heard 8 seconds of it. It's the worst song. Fuck Last Night. Jason Stewart, your choice.
I don't want people to tell me, like, somebody listening to this podcast is like, oh, no, but Mayer has a great guitarist.
He is.
He does great guitar
he's great.
Solo.
I've heard many people tell me
that. I've seen him play with Dead & Co. many times. Fine. He's fantastic.
We all know that a great guitar solo is telling you if you're at a concert to go take a piss. I don't care. I'm going to go with John Mayer on this one
because
it makes me think of Jessica Simpson, peak Jessica Simpson.
Being a dead fish. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Ed Daly, deciding vote.
The answer is that was the worst 8 seconds of my life.
Agreed.
Last Night, Morgan Wallen.
Awful. 100% agree with you.
We've got a heavyweight battle right here. Crash by Dave Matthews Band versus Jet Airliner by Steve Miller.
Oh, my God.
These are some terrible.
Holy songs. Shit. Okay, here's a little bit of Crash. God!
Do you think he ever falls asleep mid-song on stage?
I mean, somebody is definitely taking their own life in the crowd, being subjected to this song 100%.
Like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Okay, that is versus Jet Airliner by the
Steve Miller Band.
There's a lot of Steve Miller on this list, and for good reason. Okay, hold on. Back to my list here. Steve Miller Band, Jet Airliner. We're looking for that.
It's just like he has this rare combination of like doing like yacht rock combined with like horrible lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lyrics are atrocious in everything.
He's one of the all-time worst, I have to admit.
He personifies this bracket, Steve.
Yeah, he really does. I totally agree. I'm glad you guys are on the same page with that because he fucking sucks. Okay, where is Jet Airliner?
If I was watching the 3-hour Dave Matthews jam session.
Oof.
Crash is not offensive to me. I would say of all the 3.5 hours of jam session, I think that would be the one I would peak up with.
Hold on. Don't make your case just yet.
Oh,
Definitely reminds me of being in high school. Okay, Ed Daly, I believe it is your choice. What say you, Ed Daly?
Jet Airliner is a terrible song. Right. And he puts like five syllables in Jet Airliner, but Crash is the answer. I fucking hate that.
Look, I agree with you. We got to go Crash. It sucks. Jason Stewart, we believe you like Crash, but your vote doesn't matter. Crash moves on.
Out.
Yeah.
Out.
Yep. Okay. What's next?
This is another like TV commercial song. Little Pink Houses by John Cougar Mellencamp versus Magic in all caps by Rude.
Wait, we don't need to put like Little Pink Houses to my ear. It's a good song. No, that's a good song. That's a good as hell song. Now, Magic by Rude, it's not. Magic is the artist. Rude is the song.
I've never heard of this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know what this
is. Oh, this was a fucking big hit a few years ago. It was everywhere. Let's find it.
Are you telling me that right after he said that he told the world that he had AIDS, he did a song called Rude?
Nice. Jason, he said he had attained the HIV virus, to be
far
exact.
Far from it.
Okay, here's, check. This is the song that Ed doesn't know.
And jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my to ask you a question.
You gotta get the chorus here.
You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. So love, my friend, but
reggae.
The answer is no. Be so rude.
Woo!
Don't you know?
Let's go! Rude by Magic. Okay, it's my choice. Look, these are both
so
bangers
kind of
in my
reggae
opinion.
Thing.
Yeah, it's Canadian. It's Canadian reggae. The artist is Magic with an exclamation point. I personally look. Pink Houses is legit a good song. Rude by Magic, also a good song. I think is the worst of the two songs. Jason Stewart.
I think Mellencamp is overrated by his fans. I've never been a fan of Mellencamp since Jack and Diane, by the way. I did like Jack and Diane.
Same album.
But that last song you played, Magic Rude, that's an atrocious song. I got to advance that one.
Okay.
Magic by Rude.
Magic moves on. You want to weigh in, Ed?
My vote doesn't count. I say Little Pink House.
Okay, fair. What's next?
A song called Winds of Change by the Scorpions versus Take the Money and Run by Steve Miller Band.
Wow.
I listened to like a 5-part podcast series about how the CIA was behind the Scorpions' Winds of Change.
The CIA wrote Winds of Change. Winds of Change. Yeah.
This is a song written by the CIA.
The CIA. Like, how could you get behind this?
Was it grounded in the fact that our former president, George W. Bush, was the head of the CIA?
George H. H.W. Herbert Walker.
Yeah.
H.W. No, it was before that. This is when they were trying to tear down the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, that was H.W.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Bush H-W. Was in there.
Yeah.
Bush was involved.
Yeah. Here we go.
They wanted it to be this like anthem to like chant at the Berlin Wall or some shit.
They interviewed guys from the Scorpions and no one can say how they wrote it. They're like, I just came up with it one day. Yeah.
And also, like, they're like, they never even took any message. It was just like sex, drugs, and rock and roll songs. And then this was this like random, like, hey, let's be peaceful and promote democracy.
Huge hit. Scorpions, great band, by the way. Not everything they did except for this song. Here we go.
The future's in the air.
I want to. Here we go.
To the magic of the moment.
Light that lighter, baby. Light that lighter. Okay, this is definitely not going to be able to be on YouTube. Versus what? Steve Miller Band?
Yeah, I would say Take the Money and Run.
Oh, that's a dog
for
shit
all
song.
Of us metalheads in the 80s, for all the metalheads. So I'm an Iron Maiden guy.
Me too.
If you were a metalhead in the 80s, you liked Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Scorpion,
Metallica.
But you didn't like
Winds of Change was a complete a complete sellout to all of us metalheads. I have to advance Winds of Change. That's my vote.
What's the other one? Take the Money and the Run. That song fucking sucks.
It's a terrible song, but
We're going Winds of Change here. Okay,
Change,
fine.
This one.
Next.
Okay, anyone who's taken their kid to Disney knows this song. It's a Small World After All.
Horrible.
And it's going against a song called The Christmas Shoes by New Song.
It's a world of laughter.
Okay, we all know that one.
All right. And this song by Patton Oswalt does like a good like 5 minute bit on this, but it inspired a TV movie starring Rob Lowe when he was still like kind of punished by Hollywood for having sex with high school girls.
Oh yeah.
But
look, he didn't
the
know.
Premise of this song is this grumpy guy's not feeling Christmas.
Yeah.
And he sees a kid trying to pay for women's shoes in pennies in front of the line. And the kid doesn't have enough money. And the kid's like, yeah, mommy's going to see Jesus soon. And I want to give her a good pair of shoes so she looks nice to see Jesus.
Wow. That's crazy.
And then the guy feels better about Christmas. He's like, Jesus made me feel better by afflicting this kid's mom with cancer or whatever.
Okay, what's the name of the song again? I'm looking. Oh, that was right here. I got it.
New song. Okay. It's a terrible song.
Yeah.
Boy waiting anxiously.
Oh, my God.
Pacing round like little boys do.
Okay.
And in his hands he held.
This sucks. Oh, wait. Whose turn is it? I think it's Ed's turn. Ed?
I'm saying the Christmas shoes. It's a terrible song. It's a small world after all. Like,
yeah,
the worst weird earworm, but Christmas shoes is like bad.
It is. I agree with you. It is horrible. It might be the worst song, but my thing is that all Christmas songs are pretty shitty. So I'm going to go with Small World because you can't stop singing it. Jason Stewart.
As someone who's had a Disney pass and I've done Small World with my small child.
That's right.
Hundreds of times. Yeah, that song is the ultimate earworm. I'm going to vote Small World after all.
There we go.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I suggest everyone to just look up the Patton Oswalt bit on this song.
I would like to hear that.
Very funny. It's very funny.
Yes.
All right, we're moving to the next bracket, plans.
Yes.
We got Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega. Many people suggested this one.
Of course they
versus did. Versus Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega.
Okay. These are both horrible songs. Hold on. Let me find them here. Okay. Now, Mambo Number 5 is, well, first of all, it's right here. Oh, no, that's not it. Here we go.
Sandra and Rita, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to influence the judges, but this shit slaps right here. This shit is slapping. Get it. Here we go. Yeah.
A little bit of Erica by my.
Now, I won't be influenced by that Aflac commercial where that was on the Super Bowl. Yeah, where Lou Bega's feet are completely visible throughout the entire commercial for God knows why. Okay. Well, I won't let that color my judgment.
Tarantino.
Yes. What's the other song?
Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega.
Oh, this is a real piece of shit, Tom's Diner. And I won't let the fact that there's a different Suzanne Vega song that is my theme song on the show. My name is Brian. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Tom's Diner. Because this is the one where she just like lists things. Let me see here.
Okay. So Luca is about like child abduse.
Yeah, abuse.
Yeah, abduction. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ask me what happened. It's also about me being gay. A listener to the show made a whole song about me being gay to the theme of Luca. Where is Tom Steiner? Oh, it's right here. I remember putting it on the list. Here we go.
In the morning at the diner on the corner, I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee. And he fills it only halfway. And
this isn't that bad.
I even argue.
What's the other one? Lou Bega?
Mambo Number 5. Sometimes you're up, I think.
God damn it. Look, Mambo Number 5 is an all-time banger. I gotta go to Tom's Diner as the worst song. Ed Daly or Jason Stewart.
Wait a minute. You contradicted yourself. So it's an all-time banger or it advances in the worst song?
No, he's saying Tom Steiner has to advance because Mambo Number 5 is.
That was easy for Ed to understand. Jason Stewart?
Oh.
You're also here. Yeah.
I like that tune you just played. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had a second follow-up to Luca.
So are you saying Mambo Number 5 is a worse
song?
I'm
going to go Mamba.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, Mamba.
Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant. Daily.
I'm sorry, Jason. Mambo Number 5 stays. It's Tom's Diner.
Tom's
advances.
Worst song. Okay.
A lot
that's
of listing.
Fair. Yeah. A lot of listing. Yes. Yes.
A theme song from a terrible movie by a terrible artist, Wild Wild West by Will Smith. Going against Rico Suave by Gerardo.
Oh, wow. These are two huge pieces of shit.
Gerardo, who had a cameo as one of the buddies in Can't Buy Me Love.
That's right. He went to high school with him.
One of the football players.
Yes. Okay, here's Wild Wild West.
We did that on the Bar Lifestyle podcast.
Well, yes, we did.
Boy, Cool Mo D did this one. Cool Mo D apparently has a feature on Wild Wild. Oh, because he knew the original Wild Wild West.
Nah, come on, man. People heard that. I mean, I got some hot records. Okay.
Wild West. Jim West, Desperado.
Oh!
No, you don't want nada. None of this.
Oh, man, that sucks.
He definitely thinks he's so cool. That's the thing about him. He thinks he's cool. And when he talks a certain way, he thinks he's like really hood. And he's just an uncool guy.
Yes. Yeah, he is. He's very uncool. That's a great way to put it. Okay, I'm looking for Rico Suave here by Gerardo. But I mean... I got a feeling I know where my vote's going already in this song. Hold on.
But if you associate Wild Wild West with that time and place, it was, I think they were coming off of Men in Black. Will Smith, I think, had won an Oscar.
Huge star.
He could not have been more at his height.
Yeah.
And then he does a movie with Kevin Kline and Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great actors.
Based off a TV show. Plot. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a robotic spider or something.
Yeah. It was like steampunk. It was like, it's the old West, but it's also a Western, but it's like the future too.
Yeah.
Woo! Rico.
Suave.
Yeah, he's rapping.
This is music you can have sex to.
Oh, absolutely. Jason Stewart, your thoughts?
I think that any Latino rap song made over the last 30 years that does...
Whoa!
It advances here. Rico Suave advances.
Oh, it's you're saying it's worse than Wild Wild West by Will Smith?
Yes.
Okay. Ed Daly.
Wild Wild West definitely advances for me.
I got to go Wild Wild West. Rico Suave is kind of a banger. I was feeling it right there. Okay. What's next, Ed?
Oh, big, big song associated with the movie My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Versus Abracadabra by Steve.
Oh, Steve Miller's just really, he's all over this tournament. Okay, let me find these. Let's see here. I mean, my heart will go on.
How do you find that? You kind of have to go back to 1996.
Yeah.
My Heart Will Go On was everywhere. Every radio station played it.
It really was.
It was the soundtrack of the largest grossing movie of all time.
An overrated piece of shit of a movie. I think
real piece of shit.
By repetition alone, you probably hate the song because it was played incessantly.
Are you going to make a case for it? Are you going to make a case in its defense? I felt like you were about to.
No. I think it's a quality song. We just
okay.
In that context, it was overplayed.
Look.
And what is it going up against?
Abracadabra.
Steve Miller song.
She sings this chorus. I mean. Come on.
She's talented.
Come on. You're mad at this? You're mad at this?
Do you think she just sang this to her French-Canadian husband? Like, just, she sat at the foot of the bed?
Look, he was her manager when he was in his 40s. Rene Angelil. He was her manager when she was 12 and he was in his 40s. But don't worry, they didn't fall in love till she was 19.
It's like Elvis and Priscilla.
Yes.
Elvis and Priscilla. Hey.
Okay.
It's just a long chord.
Be mad at this. Tell me this is a bad song. Okay. Versus
Abracadabra. Steve Miller.
Look, I'm gonna. I think it might be my turn. Abracadabra. Worst song. Ed Daly.
Abracadabra.
Yes. I think Jason Stewart agrees. Next matchup.
I agree.
We Built This City by Starship.
Commonly referred to as the worst song ever made.
Yeah. And it was written, the lyrics are written by Bernie Taupin. Like, the great The great Elton John songwriter.
Although I would say that Elton John, like, go back and read the lyrics of some Elton John songs. I'm saying he's
Elton John is a barbell of great songs or terrible songs.
Yes, he's
like absolutely fucking Marilyn Monroe bullshit.
Yes, horrible.
Repurposes for
Princess Diana. Yes.
Yeah.
Horrible. Okay, yeah, here's Rebuilt the City.
You're telling me that the same lyricist who said Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting also wrote Built the City on Rock and Roll?
Yes.
Yeah. When Corey plays the Mamba.
Unbelievable.
The Mamba.
The Mamba. Woo! I ain't mad at this. Knee deep in the hoopla.
Sinking in your fight. Too many runaways.
Heating up the night. Woo! Okay, what's the next one?
When the Children Cry by White Lion. This is one of those message songs.
Oh yeah, I remember this. Okay, hold on.
This is about starving kids or used kids.
Yeah, I think it is like Runaways. Both these songs happen to be about Runaways, by the way.
We built a city against White Lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wow.
This is a message song. Like, we're crying while we sing it. That's what they're doing.
It's really finger-picking there. Okay, let's get to the lyrics.
The fear you feel inside.
Oh, this is worse. This is worse. Okay, whose turn is it? Mine. Jason. Okay, Jason, go. Yep.
Okay. I have a personal story here.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh. We're already 40 minutes in.
Airplane.
Yeah.
Lead singer was Grace Slick. That they played Woodstock.
Yeah.
They were a part of the
Jefferson
Revolution.
Airplane. Yes. Then they were Jefferson Starship. Then they became Starship.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Jason thinks he's 80s, informing us of that.
This, yep. They became the Starship shit in the 80s.
Right.
And it was just a bastardization of Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
That's a horrible song. And I think in a lot of ways it represents one of the worst songs of all time. So I choose that to advance.
I'm going to say, look, I don't know if you notice, but Starship, We Built This City is a bop. I was bopping when that was playing. And this When the Children Cry is dog shit. This is one of the worst songs I've ever heard. I got When the Children Cry. Moving on. Ed Daly, you're the deciding vote.
I'm with Jason.
God damn it.
Come on. Did Grace Slick sung White Rabbit?
Yeah.
Like some fucking great music. Sure. And then it was that.
Sure. Hey, look, I play the matchups here. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Ed, what's the next matchup? Yes.
By the way,
just a side note about White Rabbit.
Yeah.
White Rabbit was a song written by Grace Slick and Jefferson Airplane about parents who were confused about their kids on drugs. And then in 2020, it was a song played during a cruise commercial. Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit,
yes.
Or yes. Go on your cruise.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
yeah, fair.
One suggestion.
Iconic.
A couple years ago, somebody sent out isolated, like, a cappella of Grace Slick on that song. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, really?
It's really good.
I would listen to that. Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Hotel California by the Eagles versus Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
Okay, hold on.
It's really tough, this one. This one's tough because Clapton literally wrote that about his son that
fell out the window.
Yeah,
it's a huge window of a hotel.
It was his penthouse. That's not what happened. That is not. You're actually.
Wow.
He wasn't even there.
Allegedly.
That's not what happened.
Wrinkle.
He was broken up from the mother. The kid was at the mother's place. The maid was there, the cleaning lady, and she opened up the window, not knowing the little kid was running around, and he ran 3 years old, ran right out that window. Who wants to be reminded of that ever? By the way,
well, but also,
yeah,
a terrible thing to happen.
Yeah,
and you're going to memorialize that kid with one of the worst songs of all time.
I totally agree. Yes. Yeah.
Is this the MTV version? MTV?
Oh, the Unplugged.
Oh, Unplugged. Yeah, I don't know.
Either version is terrible.
Look, I'm no Eagles fan. I mean, when they
the guitar work is pretty good.
Yeah, when they both play the fucking same solo, the harmonized solo. Come on, it's fucking good. It's a good song. Okay, hold on. What's the other one? Well, I already forgot. We were just talking.
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven. Okay, I gotta find that. It is a fucking real bummer. Tears in Heaven. Okay, hold on. I'm just gonna search it. Tears in Heaven. Here we go. Here we go. Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven. Oh. Ah! This song sucks. Whose turn is it? I think it's Ed's. Ed, your thoughts?
This is the worst song of all time.
I agree. Jason Stewart?
Yeah, I like Hotel California.
Me too.
It's just a lot of people. Like, yeah. I think it's because it's been played too many times.
I agree with you.
I think that's the Disney.
It was very popular.
If I have to choose, it's Tears in Heaven.
Yeah. Yes, it's Tears in Heaven.
Next matchup.
Yep.
I think this really has a chance of winning the whole thing.
Tell me.
I Would Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf versus Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men.
This is such a tough matchup. Okay, hold on.
It is.
Whew.
The context here is that, like, us Gen Xers didn't understand Meatloaf. Like,
well, what's to understand? He fucking sucks.
In the mid to late 70s. And then he came out with this late 80s song. And like, song.
Yeah, the scooter.
Is Meatloaf?
Yeah. I'm like, why is the guy from the Money Store on this song? And it turns out it's the scooter, Phil Rizzuto. Okay, here we go.
And then for later generations, for millennials, it's the guy with big tits from Fight Club.
His name is Robert Paulson, Jason.
His name's Robert Paulson. Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch tits. Okay, here we go. And some that you're breathing by. This is theatrical.
Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah, Broadway singing.
Disgusting. Ed, by the way, this might come up later, but we won't get into it because he'll pontificate and bloviate. But on the last episode of The Bachelor Lifestyle, Jason allowed that he's a huge Hamilton fan, loves Hamilton.
Yes.
Went and saw it live on purpose, not on the order of a court or at the end of a rifle. He chose to go see Hamilton because he likes it.
He wasn't dueled in Weehawken, New Jersey, and somebody pointed a gun and said, you got to go watch this.
Okay, what was the other one?
The Dogs Out by the Baha Men.
The Baha Men, who I believe are from the Bahamas. The Baha Men.
The Dogs Out.
The Bahamians.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
by the way, while you're killing time,
tell me.
There are three musicals in the last 25 years
that's right.
I really enjoyed. Mamma Mia has a great ABBA soundtrack.
ABBA's great.
Jersey Boys has an amazing soundtrack.
Doo-wop music?
Yeah.
No. Get the fuck.
Hamilton.
Oh, what a night.
Three.
Look,
late December back in 63. Yes.
Ed. I took a customer to Mamma Mia, and you know my feeling on musicals, but
you like them.
It had some ABBA music, so it's like, all right, this can pass the time.
Yeah.
And you love Jersey, right? Jersey boy.
He's from Jersey.
No,
yeah.
I despise
Jersey. He is a Jersey boy. Ed, you are a Jersey boy.
No, but doo-wop music?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, the party was nice, the party Woo! And everybody having a ball. Okay, is it Jason's turn? Jason, you pick the song. What's worse?
That's one of the worst songs of all time.
Yeah.
Who let the dogs out?
Okay, Jason says Baha Men. I, of course, say Meatloaf. Ed, I believe Meatloaf's going to move on here,
this
of course.
Is a terrible
Mr.
Song.
Loaf, yeah.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. What? What, you fat fuck?
Yeah, and who's going to fuck him? He's disgusting. He's sweaty.
He'll do anything possible.
There's nothing Robert Paulson won't do, bitch tits.
Okay. We got John Cougar Mellencamp back.
Okay.
Jack and Diane.
That's a good song.
Going against Todd Rundgren's Bang the Drum All Day.
Oh. Okay, hold on. Little Diddy.
Ed, give me the background behind Lundgren. Why does he sound familiar?
Well, I know Liv Tyler at one point thought that was her dad.
I think, most of her life.
Then when she was like 18, it was Steven Tyler. Your mom fucked a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Two American kids growing up in the heartland.
Come on. How are you going to be mad at
Jackie
this?
Gonna be
Oh, come on.
Football star.
This is America.
Diane's debutante backseat.
It is.
Oh, Jackie's.
Okay, there's this, Jack and Diane.
This is,
yes.
This is one of the great, what, like top 20 songs of all time. Ed.
What?
Who put this in the
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but Todd Rundgren, what's the song? Ed.
Bang the drum all day. This is like morning zoo kind of music. This is like, hey, it's Friday.
Oh, I don't want to work. I just want to bang on my drum all day.
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay, hold on. I don't think I have this on the list for some reason. Oh, yeah. Todd Rundgren. I believe Iggy Pop stole what's her name, BB Buell, later from Todd Rundgren. So she definitely
made the rounds.
Yeah, she did some work here back in the day. This is awful. This is fucking horrible. It's my turn. Bang the drum all day. Much worse. Ed Daly?
Bang the drum all day.
Okay. Jason Stewart agrees.
I agree.
What's next?
Rundgren. Yep.
We got another bad cover. Big Yellow Taxi, Counting Crows. The Joni Mitchell cover.
Yes.
And it's going against Informer by Snow.
Oh, I already know who I'm picking here. Okay. Wait, that's not it. I just clicked Counting Crows.
Wait.
Yeah, I did. No, I had Counting Crows, but I did the, I just did like their hits or whatever. Hold on.
Is they paved paradise and put a.
Yeah. I know the song. I know it well. Here we go.
The Pink Paradise.
Look, I would argue that the Joni Mitchell version sucks too.
He took all the trees and put them in a
God damn.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Charge the people a dollar and a half.
Oh my God, he changes the lyrics. Okay.
Another terrible guy who put up some real numbers.
This guy fucks. And what's the other one?
Informer by Snow.
That's a good song. Flat out. I don't even need to play it. Like, Big Yellow Taxi's worse.
Oh.
Ed Daly?
Yeah, Big Yellow Taxi.
Yeah. Jason Stewart?
What was the big song by Counting Crows? Was it Mr. Jones?
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
That was a big one.
Hold on. Let's just felt like they were...
Yeah. They were chasing after Mr. Jones. They did that one. What was the one?
Round here.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, we'll get to more.
A long December, and this might be the last. Yeah. But hold on, let's get a little Informer. Here we go. Ed, Snow. 12 inches of snow. I mean, he could have said like 7.5 inches.
Yeah.
You know, 12 inches of snow.
That's a flex. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Jason, I assume you agree Big Yellow Taxi is a worse song than Informer by Snow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Next region.
Yep.
Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus versus Closer by the Chainsmokers featuring Halsey.
Okay. I've never heard that. I've never heard that in my life, but I'm.
Yes, you have.
I don't think I have. But
you talk about mattresses and you talk about Range Rovers.
Oh, I don't
know. That's actually a great song.
It is? Okay.
I'm not going to vote
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Cut the team celebration
short
so we could hang out with the team.
Also, the Chainsmokers are known to like to spit roast ladies. They go, hey, why have two when you can have one?
You can tell the world.
All right, Matt, at this song. I'm mad at this song a
you
bit.
Burn my clothes.
Come on.
I'm gone.
Billy Ray.
Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been.
Okay, that's Achy Breaky Heart versus we're looking for
Closer
by
Chainsmokers.
The Chainsmoker.
It's a very nuanced song. It's the narrator is saying, look, this chick that's really hot is full of shit.
What is going on with Jason? How does he know this?
Is it more nuanced than Achy Breaky Heart? Because that's a pretty nuanced song.
This is insane.
No, Halsey and Chainsmokers, this resonates with me. No. This is on my phone. I listen to it all the time.
Halsey can get it. Like, I would agree with that. Yeah, she can certainly get it. Okay, let's hear this shit.
You got to forward to the chorus.
I know it breaks your heart.
This sucks. Jason, this is fucking. The auto tune. This is, might be the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
You gotta forward to the chorus.
Oh, I have heard this. I've heard this. I hate this song. This is fucking awful. Okay, this is worse than whatever, than the other one. Okay, I already forgot.
Achy Breaky Heart.
That's a good song. Closer sucks. Ed?
I hate that song, Closer. but I'm going AC Breaker.
Oh my God. Upset. Jason Stewart, I assume you agree since you like Closer.
I love Closer. And I'm going to, whatever's against Closer, I'm voting for.
Achy Breaky Heart by the great Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hey, I like his daughter.
Big class.
But no, no, it's a terrible song.
What's next?
Next, Rockstar by Nickelback versus Seasons of Love, the 525,600 minute song from the Rent soundtrack. You know what I'm going to choose, Brian.
You know, yes, I do. Look, Nickelback, I'll be honest. I only know Nickelback from having heard them in CVS. Like, I don't really know Nickelback.
People hate them so much. Yeah. And to me, they sound like generic music that, like,
yeah,
I've heard a million songs that sound like them.
It's
like
Canadian rock.
People, like, say they're the worst. To me, they just sound like a whole bunch of other
people. I agree. Here, let's see. Let's hear. I mean, this does suck.
It's bad. Well, I'll stay skinny as we just
won't eat and we'll Wayno, number 99's in the video, though, so we can't be mad at that. Versus, what's the name of the Rent soundtrack song?
Seasons of Love or 525,600 minutes.
Okay. Okay. I need to hear this because I have a feeling.
So this was the final straw. I turned to Michelle during this song and I go, I'm never going to another Broadway show again for the rest of my life.
Jason goes to them all the time. We just found out.
They're talking about it's about AIDS. I'm not sure why the numbers matter, but it has to do with AIDS.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to find this here.
I want a quick shout out to my
to
guy,
AIDS?
Dan Byer.
Oh.
Oh, Dan Byer.
Dan Byer says
Jason loves dropping names.
Yeah, the Nickelback documentary, find it wherever it's streaming.
Where is it?
Is worth a watch. Oh. They're self-deprecating.
Yeah.
It humanizes them. But anything Nickelback advances in my
book. Oh, wow.
So
anything Nickelback.
Worse than this.
How do you measure a year?
This is horrible.
In daylight's.
This is Seasons of Love, I would say, is worse. Ed Daly, I'm sure you agree.
Seasons of Love.
Okay.
Sorry,
Nickelback. Your music's too good.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Elmo and Patty. I think it's Patsy, not Patty.
Okay.
That is autocorrect. Versus I Can't Dance by Genesis.
Okay. Hold on here. Let's see.
This is some
bad Genesis completely sold out. So
they used to be
Phil games. Collins.
That's right.
Phil Collins became a pop sensation, and he did Do They Know It's Christmas? He was riding high, so Genesis got back together, and they started doing shitty songs that were on the pop charts.
Yep.
And this is like the epitome of the shitty sellout Genesis songs.
Yeah, it is. This song sucks.
Okay, but.
Yeah,
Elmo and Patsy's Christmas disaster. You should play a little clip.
I will. Hold on. Here's I Can't Dance because I found it first.
It's awful.
Blue jeans sit on the beach.
Yeah, this sucks.
Her dog's talking to me, but she's out of reach.
No.
I'm kind of, look, you know, what? Okay, now I got to find,
this to me, the people who would enjoy this Christmas song, novelty song, are the type of people who enjoyed Mama's Family. Like,
yes, 100%.
It's like really stupid people. This is a terrible song.
I agree. Hold on, let's play it.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Bad song.
So this is tough for me. Who's turn? Jason, we'll let you go first.
I'm not sure where Ed gets all these Christmas songs.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna go with the first one.
Genesis. You're saying Genesis is worse than Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Genesis is awful.
I'm in a tough spot here because Christmas songs in general are pretty shitty, but also this is intended to be shitty in my opinion. Like it's supposed to be bad. But that said, I mean, we're talking about what's the worst song. This is a worse song than the Genesis song. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer moves on. In my opinion, Ed agrees. Okay.
Here we go. We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Talk about listing things in a song versus Baby Shark by Pink Fong.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to find these here. Okay.
So Baby Shark was made
popular YouTube video,
by
right?
Ted Lasso.
Was it?
Ted Lasso made it
popular. Never seen it.
What?
Never seen it. Would never watch it. It's not for me.
He made it much more popular, Baby Shark. So most of the listeners besides Ed and Brian are agreeing with me that Baby Shark became popular with Ted Lasso.
I don't know if that's open to debate. I don't disagree with you. I've just never seen that show.
I think I've watched a couple of the seasons of Ted Lasso. I don't remember Baby Shark being a part of it, but like I remember it because it was like kids were watching YouTube videos with Baby Shark when I had little kids.
Come on, this fucking sucks. Awful.
Okay.
But again, it's supposed to be bad, right?
Like Billy Joel is trying to make a statement song with this We Didn't Start the Fire. Oh, he's trying to make statements.
Yeah, that's true. Hold on, let's play it. Let's do it. Let's go through this analytically here.
It's an awful Billy Joel song. Maybe his worst song.
Yeah.
I'm not a Billy Joel fan in general. I don't celebrate his catalog.
Me either.
But this is the lowest of the low
for
Billy Joel. This
was clamoring
for popular sensation.
Is it worse than Baby Shark?
He just lists a bunch of shit.
It's just a list of shit. God damn. I would say, look, Baby Shark is a novelty song. We Didn't Start the Fire, he's trying to do a good song.
Yeah.
For that reason, We Didn't Start the Fire is the worst song. Ed, you agree?
I agree.
We're unanimous there.
Okay. I Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish versus Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, which he stole parts of it from Marvin Gaye.
That's right. Okay, hold on. Now, I will say this about Blurred Lines is there's a lot of nudity in the video.
The video.
Yeah. It was like
Radkowski.
Yeah. She got her boobs out. Like there's a whole thing happening there. Okay. Hold
and
on.
And he stole from Marvin Gaye because Marvin Gaye had some good tunes to him.
Of course. So. Yeah.
And and he took liberties with those models, right?
He got a little bit Me Too'd with that thing.
Yeah. He's handsy. Oh, this fucking sucks. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker. Also, he's kind of code switching here. I'm not. No, this song sucks. What's the other one?
I Only Want to Be With You, Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie had a run for a few years.
He sure as fuck did.
He was just talking about crying all the time.
I mean, I'm looking for I Only Want to Be With You, but I'm saying Blurred Line is worse. Hold on. Let's find it here. I remember putting it on the list. It's just
he's always talking about crying.
He is. He cries a lot. He's from South Carolina. He's a cock. He's,
even though I think he shot this particular video at the gym I played basketball at University of Maryland.
Oh, that's right. I only want to be with you. Oh, no. That's
at the Armory.
Okay. Hootie. Here we go. Here's Hootie. Jason Stewart, I believe it's your turn. Tell me. Oh, this ain't a bad song at all. This ain't a bad song at all. Woo! Here we go. Woo! Jason Stewart, your thoughts. Blurred Lines versus Only Want to Be With You.
For those Gen Xers who lived through this 1995, there was nothing bigger than Hootie and the Blowfish. They had Dan Patrick in their video.
Is that true?
Darius Rucker has since made friends with everybody in the sports media.
Yeah, he's a big Dolphins fan.
He's a successful country singer now, a solo guy.
Jason, reading us the Wikipedia.
Extremely annoying.
Yeah.
Extremely annoying.
Oh, so you're saying it's worse than Blurred Lines? I have Blurred Lines being worse. Ed Daly, you're the deciding vote.
I hate Hootie. Hootie's...
Whoa! Wow! Hootie moves on. Okay. What's all next? Right.
Kokomo, Beach Boys.
Oh, real piece of
featuring
shit.
Featuring drummer... what's his name?
John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Yeah.
And then I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. Somebody suggested that.
Okay. I mean, Kokomo's worse. Wait. Yeah.
You're saying John Stamos was drums?
He was the drummer on Kokomo.
He drums with the Beach Boys today.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum.
Steel drum band.
This song is from the soundtrack of a movie we reviewed, Cocktail. Oh,
great movie. Okay, Kokomo sucks versus I Want to Know What Love Is a fucking good song. What are you talking about?
So it was suggested. I'm choosing Kokomo. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I'm choosing Kokomo as well. Jason Stewart, it moves on. Doesn't matter.
For the record, Donald Trump hates the Foreigner.
Oh.
We're going to go with Beach Boys.
He's an asshole, Jason.
I had no idea that John Stamos made drums on that.
That's crazy.
It is a crazy detail.
Yeah.
He was like, what was he in at that point? He was like, he was like a General Hospital guy.
Yeah. But it's crazy that Jason doesn't know about John Stamos' association with the Beach Boys.
That's kind of one of the only things I know about.
Yeah. He's known as being in the Beach Boys or playing with the Beach Boys often.
La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Thong Song by Cisco.
God. Oh, this is a tough matchup here.
Oh.
Yeah. All night long. Let me see that thong.
La Vida Loca was inescapable for about a year and a half.
It really was. Yeah. And
I worked with a woman who had the biggest crush on Ricky Martin. And like a guy and I were like, I'm not sure that he would like you back.
So.
Addiction is for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off.
Okay, my Guatemalan grandmother, who we've discussed often on this show, she too had a massive crush on Ricky Martin, Ricardo Martinez, and I had to let her know that, you know, again, he was not similar to Ed's story. He was not playing on the team that she was on. What's the other one who also sucked?
Thong Song.
All night long.
Let me see your thong.
That is a song.
I want to say Madonna was a part of the heterosexual women that wanted to have sex with Ricky Martin.
Oh, was
Madonna.
She?
Wow. Oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh, he's a good looking guy.
Beautiful guy. Yeah, it's just
handsome. It's hard.
He just wasn't into.
Yeah. Oh, this is worse. Oh! Whoa! I got Thong
Cisco.
Yeah, I got Thong Song being worse at Daily.
And the Thong Song.
Yeah.
Well, no, I say La Vida Loca's worse.
Okay, Jason Stewart.
Yeah.
You never played Thong Song.
That is it's Thong Song. He name checks
La Vida.
Yeah, he says it in the song. What?
All night long. Let me see that.
Kind of slaps, I gotta be honest. Okay, Jason, what do you think? What's worse?
It's hard to overstate, if you live through that time, how overplayed La Vida Loca was.
It's true.
I'm going to say that's one of the worst songs of all time.
Wow.
So he advances.
Moves on. Okay. What else?
Okay.
What's next?
Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks versus Red Red Wine by UB40.
See, Cotton Eye Joe's bad. Cotton Eye Joe's bad on purpose, though. Like, it's not supposed to be good.
And they play it like it between innings at an Oriole game. And, like, I hate it.
I do like that it makes Beavis go crazy. Yeah, this sucks. Versus what?
Red Red Wine by UB40.
I'm saying Cotton Eye Joe is worse. I'm no fan of Red Red Wine, but.
Cotton Eye Joe.
1988. People, if you live through 1988,
I did.
Red Red Wine was a fun song. Yeah. I don't know if it was a cover, or whatever, but
it is a cover. It's Neil Diamond.
UB40.
Yeah.
It was a nice reggae version. I love UB40.
UB40 only does covers. They don't have any original songs.
Peter Frampton, "Oh Baby, I Love Your Way."
Yeah.
It, Yeah.
They only play cover songs.
The Rednecks Advance.
Yeah, yeah. Cotton Eye Joe advances. Yep.
Last bracket for first round. Proud to Be an American by Lee Greenwood versus Friday by Rebecca Black.
Well, hold on. Proud to Be an American by Lee Greenwood's one of the all-time fucking bangers. It's that is one of my all-time favorites.
It's a horrible song.
Oh, wait. I think I saved the wrong. Wait, no, this is it. Wait, yeah. This is it right here. It's wait. Okay. Yep. Yep.
This is the most ham-handed shit. And also, remember, he did Proud to Be a Canadian too.
He's Canadian?
No, no, no.
Oh,
he's like Mr. America, but like he was like, hey, I can sell this to Canadians too, and so he did a version that's Proud to Be a Canadian.
He's a business,
too.
So he's a capitalist, so he is an American. Woo! How could he be mad at this?
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
And I'm proud to stand up next to you. Woo! Love it. Okay. But see, this is we're going up against another banger. Your Belinda's Own, Rebecca Black, who like went to a mall and recorded this song.
Stuff, right?
Yeah. She went, they like gave her a song. You know, it was like one of those like, It was like, hey, we'll make you a song if you give us a couple $100. And she went and recorded this. And it was a big, this is the early days of YouTube. And she came out and was like, yo, this is my song. And I'm just telling you what I'm doing on a Friday.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh. Gotta go downstairs.
Gotta
have cereal.
Gotta have cereal.
It's going chicken on and on. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus.
Fuck, these are both good songs. How am I going
to
pick?
Proud to Be an American's maybe the worst song.
How am I supposed to pick here? Friday versus Proud to Be an American? They're both all-time fucking bangers. Two of my favorite songs ever recorded. This is so hard. Okay, just because it's so... One, Friday was recorded in Yorba Linda, which is the neighboring town to Jason Stewart's hometown of Brea, California. I got Friday being the worst song. Ed Daly's got Proud to Be an American. Jason Stewart, you are the deciding vote. Who do you like here?
Yeah. The conflict here is that you have Rebecca Black doing one of the biggest earworm songs of the Knots.
Yeah.
The Knotties. What was it, 2009?
Yeah.
And then...
2011.
And then you have what's his face doing a song that's very associated with President Trump, and that's very polarizing.
Yes, they're both very polarizing.
I'm going to say the worst song of the two.
Yes.
Is Friday by Rebecca Black.
Moves on. You guys are out of your fucking mind. Right. This is a terrible song.
They're both good in my opinion. I like them both.
Baby by Justin Bieber versus Glory of Love by Peter Cetera.
Wow.
Karate Kid 2 soundtrack.
You're
Cetera.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead, Jason.
A shout out to my guy, John Ramos and Dan Beyer.
John Ramos, big fan of who?
Chicago and Peter Cetera. Like,
and me. Also me, though.
He loves both of those brands. But I got to admit, I like almost nothing that Peter Cetera ever did.
No. But this is versus Baby by Justin Bieber. I think this is actually a good song. Let's hear.
It is.
Yeah.
We're just friends. What are you saying?
I mean, we're supposed to think he was fucking back then? Okay, I was wrong about this being a good song. Oh, no, this sucks. Oh, my God, this is awful. Versus Gloria Love. Now, what people aren't going to remember is that in 1986, when this is Karate Kid Part 2, right?
This is when Ralph Macchio is fighting for, he's fighting to the death for a chick who probably hasn't even given him a hand yet.
Yeah. Oh, versus a guy that was just like ripping people off for their vegetables in the village. Like his whole scam was like getting a couple extra cents
he was like selling oranges like a little too heavy.
It's insane. When you hear this, you're going to go, well, this is a piece of shit. This was
the biggest hit of the year. It was.
This was like the summer ballad that
yes,
year. This was it.
You could not escape this song. It was everywhere.
True.
Breaks my heart.
Bad song.
Here we go. Here we go. This is a good song, objectively. Baby sucks. Baby is a worse song. I like Gloria Love as a song, so Baby moves on, in my opinion. Ed Daly?
It's a bad song, but I think Baby moves on.
Wow. Unanimous? Jason, do you think Gloria Love is a bad song? Because that's crazy.
I just respect what Bieber was able to do with his career after Baby.
Yeah.
He's a little YouTuber.
He collabed with a lot of hip hop artists. He has street cred.
Well,
that also, Peter Cetera song is so awful.
Also,
I would love to get Steve Carbone's take on that song. I don't know how he could
defend
it.
Nothing but names getting dropped here.
I'm
going to
say
Stewart.
Peter Cetera.
Now, and let's not forget Bieber. Well, while Baby sucks, Bieber, that's likely he was also likely diddied. You know, there's a diddying that happened to him. So,
and
yeah.
David so Letterman. Was Peter Cetera.
David Letterman gave Bieber a rope burn on his arm one time.
He did.
He was like, ow, ow. It was great.
Okay, what's next?
Sue Studio by Phil Collins versus Whip My Hair by Willow Smith.
Man. Oh, yeah. These are a couple of just, these songs are really horrible. Okay, I think Sue Studio is here near the end. I know people are getting really frustrated with me, but there's a lot of songs. What they should be able to do is fall off, but I just made a list here.
Well,
yep.
But Susu Sudia for us Gen Xers,
yeah.
A lot like the Genesis song that we played.
Yep.
We got real sick of Phil Collins in the mid-80s.
We were getting Collins left and right.
There was a lot of Collinsings happening.
And he was in Michelob commercials.
Was this a soundtrack for something?
He was on Miami Vice.
Was Susu Studio a soundtrack?
Was it on Miami Vice?
He was on Miami Vice. So was Glenn Frey.
Yeah, Glenn Frey was there.
He was in the Buster. She's all I need. All of
my life. I feel so good. Any guesses? On the number of streams that this song, Susu Studio. The 26, you say 2 million?
Yeah.
Jason Stewart, any thoughts? What are your guesses? How many times do you think Susu Studio has been streamed on Spotify?
One stream more than Ed's guess.
Two million and one?
Price is right, me.
You guys are only off by 174.5 million streams because it's been streamed 176,565,386 times.
You could do so much more with your time. He's a bad song.
Versus Whip My Hair
by Willow Smith.
Nepo Baby. Look, her childhood, well, you know, there's going to be some stories come out about this childhood, I bet you. This is worse. Come on. Ed Daly, you go first.
Susu Studio.
Jason Stewart.
Anything Phil Collins advances.
Unbelievable, because that's what just came into my ears. My ears are never going to recover from.
Yeah,
I get you on Susu Studio, but did you just hear what I just played? Because I never heard anything worse than that in my life. So it's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Next up, We Are the World 25 for Haiti. So like We Are the World, not a good song, but then like Haiti had an earthquake and they're like, and it was, I think, that same era Bieber, like pre-puberty Bieber and like Jennifer Hudson. I think they used Michael Jackson.
I didn't
like, hit clip of him.
I didn't know this existed. Hold on, it was towards the end, and I don't see it here. Let's see. I can search it. We are
feel like Adam Levine probably was part of
the
it.
Worst. We Are the World.
Did you guys
25.
Watch the? Did you guys watch the original We Are World documentary?
It's pretty good. Where was the cocaine, by the way?
It's, they're in the middle of the night in L.A. after the Grammys.
Remember when we did the Christmas song?
Yeah.
And they made it clear
Band-Aid.
There were lots of cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They made it clear.
That was known.
The studio in London. They're like, yeah, we got the yayo.
Yeah. You and me. Oh, it's the same song.
Yeah, but they just added newer people.
Oh, my God. This sucks. Versus what? What's the other one?
Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
That's look.
Margaritaville is a terrible song.
I mean, yes, it sucks, but it's, I mean, oh no, hold on. One margarita.
And when it plays in a bar and people shout out salt for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing with that?
Searching for my lost shaker of salt. I definitely hate like anything that's like too island based.
His music sounds like he wrote it all lying down.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, in a hammock. In a hammock.
Yeah, it's annoying.
That said, and I believe it's my turn, that We Are the World bullshit is the worst thing I've ever heard. It was. It tops Willow Smith, who was the last one, so I vote for that. Ed?
Yeah, We Are the World's worst. Yeah. I hate Jimmy Buffett, but this is worse.
I agree. What's next?
Round Here, Counting Crows versus Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
Okay, I don't even need to play those. Hey There, Delilah's one of the worst songs that's ever been recorded. Ed?
Jason, why don't you go?
Okay, Jason?
I think Plain White Tees.
Yeah.
Plain White Tees advances.
Yeah.
The Girl Is Mine, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Everybody talks about that Thriller album.
Yeah.
This was one of the all-time stinkers right in the middle of that album.
Versus?
Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart.
Okay, hold on. I'm just searching them now because it's too hard to find them on the list. The Girl Is Mine.
Sexy is a banger.
Oh, is it? Okay, let's hold on. Okay.
Crazy thing about the Paul McCartney Michael Jackson collab is that they did Ebony and Ivory, which was a great song.
Easy Wonder previewed. Did that with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's
they're not all the same.
Yes.
Doggone girl.
Nobody should say doggone.
Yeah. Versus Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Yeah,
look, this is worse. Hold on. Do you think okay, yeah, Rod Stewart. Remember when Rod Stewart had all that jism in his stomach? He had to get pumped out. He had so much jism.
Pre-internet, we all knew about it.
Couldn't digest all that jism. He had to actually have it pumped out of his stomach. It was clogging up his guts because he just swallowed so much goddamn jism.
Like a fire hose.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot this is disco.
Yeah.
Okay. Ed, you go first.
The Girl Is Mine. Doggone doesn't belong in any songs.
Jason Stewart, you don't know the difference between Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder. Your thoughts?
The Rod Stewart thing is a banger, and he is my great uncle, so I can't talk shit about him. And also Stevie Wonder on the original We Are the World, just to bring this podcast to a complete circle. When I watched We Are the World 30 years after it was made, I said, who dressed Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
A blind guy?
Good one.
My big revelation from that is Stevie Wonder wanted there to be a whole verse in Swahili. It had to be like herding cats in that room that anything was ever recorded is actually insane. The Girl Is Mine is worse. It's the worst song.
Moni Moni, another cover, Billy Idol versus Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes.
Oh, that's a good song. Hold on. Okay.
And I advise nobody to Google what Rupert Holmes looks like because he looks like BTK's good friend.
That is so funny because Katie Shady, dear friend of the show, Katie Shady suggested that song to me, and she told me that Rupert Holmes is a pedophile. And I'm like, "It what?" And she's like, "Well, just look at his picture."
His picture gives off those vibes. I don't know any.
I don't think that's true. I think she was being facetious there, but yes. Okay, hold on. Rupert Holmes.
If you like pina colada,
okay, hold on.
Or getting caught in the rain.
Now, Jason, do you, okay, escape the pina colada song? Here we go. Okay, let's play this sucker. Here we go.
Falling into the same old routine, so I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad.
Take a guess at how many times.
So I'm nobody's part.
This, just off the top of your head.
This is 200 million.
200 million? Jason Stewart?
201.
Keith Price is writing me.
If you guys were trying to guess about 30% of the times it's been played, because it's been played almost 650 million times on Spotify.
What's a banger, man?
What's the other song?
Amoni Moni by
Bill. Oh, this song sucks. I heard,
It is the most streamed song by Billy Idol. I just saw this the other day for whatever reason.
Stop it.
So there's like White Wedding.
Yeah.
There's the White other Wedding, one. Like. Rebel Yell.
Of course.
Moni Moni is the most streamed song by
What about the What about the
right
one?
Right after this song came out, Phil Donahue knocked him out.
He did?
Oh, yeah. He was getting mouthy around Marlo Thomas in a hotel lobby, and Phil Donahue clocked him. He's a real man.
Yeah. I have it, and I don't know if I should say this. This might go behind the paywall. And look. No shame. No shame to Billy Idol here. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I have it onto like pretty decent authority that Billy Idol has a micropenis.
Oh.
That's what I've heard. It's a rumor comment? About him. That's a rumor about him. Might be a loud comment. And he also did this song. Okay. Versus Wait. Rupert Holmes. Yeah.
Yep. Versus Rupert Holmes.
I'd say Moni Moni's worse, Ed.
Moni Moni.
Okay. Next.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Pina Colada.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And then final first round matchup.
Okay.
Lady in Red by Chris de Burgh versus I'll Be There for You by Bon Jovi.
There. I don't know how to find it because I'm a boomer, but there's like a meme of the Lady in Red, and it's like a 11-year-old kid. singing like at his church or something, and he's like, I've never seen you looking so fun, and he's got a suit on, and it's like it looks like it's from that era, and it's like just the wildest. Look it up. Kid sings Lady in Red. This all-time classic.
1987. For whatever reason, I think about the female lead in Weird Science.
Yeah, because she did a movie called The Lady in Red.
Oh, yeah. With Kelly, Gene Wilder.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah.
So I'm not too far off there.
No, you are not.
Looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine.
I mean, I ain't mad at this song at all. And neither are more than 500 million, half a billion other people who have streamed this song. 525 million streams this has.
Give it half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing.
Versus, what's the other song?
I'll Be There for You by Bon Jovi.
I would say, also, Badly. What about the... I would also include the Friends song.
Yeah. That was same title.
Yes.
Also terrible.
Equally as bad. I'll Be There for You. Bon Jovi.
For us Gen Xers, like, Lady in Red was a slow dance... song.
It's a jam
at the high school.
Yeah, it definitely was. I agree.
Yeah, it was the slow dance song. Yeah, so you knew you could rub up against a girl, but it was a bad song.
Yeah. Ed, New Jersey's own. Who do you like here?
I thought I was gonna say Lady in Red, but just hearing that clip of Bon Jovi, I'm gonna say I'll Be There for You.
Ed or Jason Stewart.
I like that. Bon Jovi is so overrated.
I agree.
This is a horrible song.
Horrible.
I agree.
Past Joe Bon Jovi.
Much as I love the great Tico Torres, one of my all-time favorite drummers is Tico Torres, of course, from Bon Jovi. I have to agree. From the album entitled New Jersey, I'll Be There For You by New Jersey's own Bon Jovi moves on as it is a much worse song than Christa Berg.
All right. So what do you say? Is there a chance we could just revisit this? Because we've just played the play-ins games.
Yeah.
Now we've cut down to 64 teams.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Jason will be back next week. We could do it. Yeah. Let's cut this in half and we'll get back to it next week.
Right.
This is part one.
Now we've played half the first round matchups. Then we'll go through the rest and then the other rounds go quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We'll just do the rest next week, Jason. Or if Jason doesn't show up, we'll get a listener or something to fill in for him. Okay. That's actually a great idea because we're running out of steam as it is. Hold on. I got to find the song to play us out. Great job all the way around. Jason, you did your due diligence. What's your super hot girlfriend, Christina, making for dinner tonight? Tell me, is it tacos?
We're doing lasagna.
So you can smell it cooking right now. That sounds fantastic. You only live about 2 hours away from me. I come over? I could be there by 9 p.m. for some of that lasagna. I'm on my way. For Jason Stewart, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Bechter. This is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Weekly, that's what we do with Easy Ed Daly and a man, Jay Stewart.